I'm Leah Fleming. This weekend, Muslims across Georgia will celebrate the Islamic holiday of Eid al-Adha. GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
Georgia is home to over 100,000 Muslims, many of whom will partake in Eid al-Adha, which honors the faith of the prophet Abraham. The holiday begins on Saturday evening and lasts through Sunday. Nabil Safdar of the Islamic Speakers Bureau of Atlanta says the celebration is a way for people to learn about the Muslim community.
What we find is the number one predictor of folks, Americans that are not Muslim, in terms of them having a positive view of Muslims and Islam, is knowing one.
Safdar says mosques around the state are making themselves available to provide more information about the holy day. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
Authorities in Gwinnett County are dismissing hundreds of misdemeanor marijuana cases. WSB reports confusion surrounding the state's new law, which allows for the possession of hemp, is behind the dismissals. Prosecutors say that they don't have the technology to tell the difference between illegal marijuana and legal hemp. The Gwinnett County DA says felony drug cases will not be thrown out since they have a longer statute of limitations. All police chiefs from across the county will meet today with prosecutors to talk about a uniform plan on how to handle these cases. The Progressive National Baptist Convention is meeting in Atlanta today to finish a week of tackling issues like voter registration and gun control. On Wednesday, Reverend Raphael Warnock of Ebenezer Baptist Church and other faith leaders spoke out in the wake of the mass shootings in Dayton and El Paso.
This newest surge of unabashed bigotry and unembarrassed white supremacy is a scandal and a scar on the soul of America.
Formed in 1961, the PNBC has a membership of 1,500 churches. The group's 58th annual session will wrap up today.